Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in.
Well, hi, how are you?
I'm good, you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on, for wanting to be on here.
Of course. All good.
So where, can you share a little bit about your background, like where you're from? I know you're in Canada.
Yeah, I'm in Montreal, Quebec. So it's the land of the French here, but you know, English makes its way. So we're mostly like speaking Anglos most of the time. So so I'm in Quebec all my life. My mom is a Chilean, so I have some Latin blood in me. So, you know, the attitude and the sass. I mean, when you get that, when you see the princess of the house, the little baby princess, get that from her mommy. So definitely. I joined the community like late. I joined in late. Like I had nothing to do with the pandemic, nothing. But the minute I saw the Mandalorian, I went crazy. I'm like, okay, this is Baby Yoda as a baby. I gotta have one. And then I heard like, oh, they're selling dolls of Baby Yoda. I'm like, okay, I gotta have one. So then I start ordering, and every year since then, I mean, okay, maybe two more, maybe another one. And then when I got Principessa, I'm like, okay, I gotta make this one a girl, because like I already have four boys. I gotta make one a girl.
Yeah.
I think that's the last one, but I'm not too sure, but she may be the last one. But and the names of the babies, I always try to make them Latin.
Oh my goodness.
So I always had like Pepito, I was like, okay, cute name. Pepe, okay, a little mischievous one. Yeah, that's Pepe. Pascalito was all about Pedro Pascal at the time, was all about Nando. So I'm like, okay, Pascalito is a cute name. Paquito is another cute name. And Principessa, well, let's face it, she's a princess in her own mind. So let's face it. Can be a better name, Principessa. There we go.
Perfect. It's so funny how the babies have, like, they just come with their own personality. Like, you knew already that she was the princess.
Oh, yeah. Already. I'm like, okay, I think this is the last one, but I may go shopping for more. Maybe. But in the meantime, five is good. Five more good. Five more good.
They definitely, pull at you to get more. Like,
exactly.
It's as soon as... I mean, as soon as you think you've had enough or that you have enough, there's another one that's waiting in the wings, ready to come home.
Exactly.
I know. I think I ended up with, well, started with one, of course, then got two,
yeah,
three, now four. And now there's like 10 of them. And I'm just like, you guys, you're overruling the house. But it's just like, I don't know. It's just they're so funny and fun to have. Like it just, I don't know. It makes life better.
Oh yeah, God. Totally. Since this work leave, I haven't really felt alone because I know they're like around. So I'm like,
Yeah.
hey, they're always sitting next to me and everything. They all look proper.
Yep.
Okay, they're all good. They're all good.
They're very good companions, very much.
Yeah, very.
So they all kind of have their own personalities then.
Yeah, Pepita, he's more like the responsible one because he's the first one. So he's like the firstborn, the leader, you know. Gotta check everybody else. Pepe is the one that's like, if he sees a little bottle of whatever adult drink it is, he's gonna take one. He doesn't give a damn, he's gonna take one. I think he's gonna join a JJ at one point. At some point, they're gonna have a party, those two. I mean, my God, Pepe is willing to do anything to like get his street cred. Now he's dressed up like a gangster boy. Oh my God,
Oh
the
my
face,
God.
it's the face. Pascalito and Paquito, they're the quiet ones, but Pascalito is more shy. Like, he's not very showy. He's very afraid, but now he's being a little bit more loose. Paquito is more introverted, but if he goes out, he'll only go to the park. He loves the park. He loves the nature and everything, but that's about it. And Principessa, well, she does whatever the hell she wants. She wants to watch horror things. She'll watch horror things. She wants to watch this kind of show? Okay, she'll watch this kind of show. She gets to say whatever she wants. She gets to eat whatever she wants. She's the rule of the house. Well, also she says, right?
Yeah, well, it's like with all brothers, I think that kind of she has to be. She just has to be the.
She has to be the strong one. She
Yeah.
has to be the strong one of the group. So there you go. Keep them in check.
Does she want a sister? Has she ever said anything?
Not yet. She's more into her own bubble. So she's more where she's absorbing the surroundings. She loves that her brothers are there for her, you know, and everything. We'll see. We'll see if maybe she'll have a sibling, a sister maybe, but we'll see. So far, we haven't talked about it yet, but so far, I'll let her be in her own world for a little bit, see how it goes.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
She probably really enjoys being the only girl and
Oh, yeah.
being the princess. She doesn't want to share that
Oh yeah, and specifically has to be like really fancy clothes. She does not put pants. She has to have like dresses, like very elegant dresses, like high couture or fashion. It's all about fashion.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I think I brought a monster in the
I know.
house. She's like, oh my God. Oh boy, what did I do?
It's funny too because it's like I don't know if any of us realized how much these babies were gonna like I don't want to say be demanding but like for sure she wants the clothes and she wants to act the part.
It's like to me, for me, it's like seeing real kids on the street. I mean, I see kids in the street, they're like, mommy, I want this dress, mommy, I want this, mommy, I want that. So, got the same one in the back talking like that. I want this, I want that, I want to eat that. No, I want this, I don't want to sleep now. Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's so true. It's the funniest thing. So you said you didn't start like during the pandemic. Like when did you start your account
Oh,
and
I started in 20, I think it was in 2022, 20, like late 2022. I remember I was checking with Baby Yoda Center, and Baby Yodi helped me a lot talk about high school, and I was like, high school?
yeah.
It's like a school for Baby Yodas? Interesting. And I'm like, okay, these kids, they're not just gonna stay home, fool around, and sleep all day. They gotta like learn something. So I registered them to school. Recently, Principessa decided to participate in the activities of the homeworks, and she's participating. So I feel like that's a good start. And then since then, I've been exploring accounts and accounts and accounts. I'm like, oh my God. And I get inspired. Like, some babies I see, like, oh my God, I should start with these ones here and do the same thing. Like, Principessa's style and everything, it reminds me a lot of a mix of Baby Yoda Onak, Baby Fashionista, and Shubishu. They're both so stylish and they're both like always around. Well, I only took the GPS once outside, but I have a few future outings that are coming on. I mean, we got Comic-Con in July coming up here.
Oh, cool.
There'll be some baby Yodas. I have a feeling Principessa might participate and, you know, explore the outside world, explore her kind, explore everything.
Yes. Yeah,
So,
I can see her totally being ready to go to something like that. Like,
oh
just
my God.
getting all dolled up and...
All famous. She'll be like, oh, famous. People take pictures with me. I'm like, oh, okay. Relax. We're not going to charge people. Relax. Relax. Little girl, relax. I think there's too much TV she's watching, like Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to keep it down. We're going to keep it down a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. You have your hands full.
Oh, between that and American Horror Story, I don't know what's worse. She wants gory, and then she wants fashion and high class and all that. Okay, well, it's a weird mix, all I can say. But I don't know from your end, when you take the baby Yodas out, outside, if you had any bad experience, but from my end, surprisingly, no one says anything.
Really?
Little kids come up, they find them so cute. I take them to the park, I make them slide. And some kids, they're like, oh, it's so cute, it's so cute. And adults, they don't really say much. I'm like, surprised. I'm like, oh my God, I get no hatred here.
Yeah.
Oh. So I start taking them out. I have like my own bag, put them in, and then I take them outside where the weather is good. But since we're in spring now, we just started spring. So maybe soon I'm going to start taking them out like maybe every day or once a day. Depends.
Yeah, I think it's, well, nobody has ever like said anything to me. I mean, they've questioned it. Like, what's going on here? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And so you kind of explain it. And then that's when you get like a funny look maybe, or somebody's just kind of like, oh,
yeah,
that's okay. But overall, I hear like, oh, how cute, or oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the kids. It's like, it warms my heart. I'm like, oh, they're so like,
yeah,
it's like really easy. You just buy like little newborn clothes and that's it, dress them up.
Yeah.
But family side, I got my mom who really loves them. Like, she's like their nana, so she pampers them, she takes care of them and everything when I'm not around or something.
Aww.
So my friends, they understand and they know that this is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they would necessarily join as much, but they accept it. So they're like, it's cool, it's cool. So.
Good. It's good to have that support.
Yeah, totally. I think everybody should get a support, but I don't think I have seen like from the other babies that they had like really, really extreme like bad experiences. I think it's more like the questioning at times, like why, and a little funny look here and there, but overall it's like globally good. I think it became like really viral the minute Mandalorian came out.
Oh yeah.
I can't imagine when the movie's gonna come out. Oh my God. I think everybody who has baby Yodas is gonna run to the movies with them. I'm gonna bring all my five. I don't know how I'm gonna manage. I'm gonna bring all five of them to the movies. Lord knows how many seats I'm gonna reserve, but I'm gonna take five of them.
Oh my God, that'll be so cute. Yeah, that's right, because I forget now that you have to buy like your seats in advance. Like, I grew up, you just buy a ticket and then you go. But yeah, now it's like, yeah, you have to buy the seats. So
yeah.
That's a good idea. Just buy the seats like for all the babies. I think that's what I'll do too.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take like easily like two extra seats and two, and the food, and that's it. Everything. Okay, we're all set. Let's go. See the movie.
Oh my God, that's gonna be great. Yeah, I think there's gonna be so many babies that are doing that in the community.
Oh, everybody's gonna go. It's gonna be crazy. We'll make the news.
Yeah. You know what?
We'll make the entertainment.
Exactly. You know what would be so fun is if we could, like, I don't know, if there was a whole group of babies that like, could all get together, all
right,
the friends, and, like, rent out the whole theater. I mean, that's going to be so expensive, but just to have, like, everybody together.
That would be cool. That would be so perfect. Yeah, oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
Maybe, you never know. I mean, people are willing to do a lot of things.
It's true.
So maybe that's gonna happen. I mean, I can't imagine I'm the only one here in my own province that has baby Yodas. I'm pretty sure there's a community out there, so probably we'll all gather them and then we'll just the premiere night. We'll go to the premiere night. That's it.
That would be so fun. Have you seen anybody like in your province that, or is there anybody in the community that's there?
No, I think I have seen a baby that's from Quebec, but I don't remember who. Most of them is only Toronto, which is like maybe a few hours away by car. But since I don't drive, it makes it a bit hard. Like I would take the bus, a special bus to go.
Yeah.
Same as the US. It's not as bad. I mean, I know there's some babies in New York, which would be 2 hours away from here, from the border.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind traveling. Maybe I'll travel a little bit this summer if I go back to work to maybe try to see some babies. But in the meantime, at least I get to talk to so many of them, like,
yeah,
every day. So it's not that bad. It's just that, like, distance-wise, sometimes I feel like maybe my parents, I'm, like, alone, but maybe I'm not, you know? Like, I'm sure there are some somewhere.
Yeah.
So hopefully, maybe.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Maybe there's a meetup in August in Halifax, I think.
Yeah, so I'm thinking
that maybe I'm going to go for that one. I haven't decided truly yet, but I'm figuring things out, and maybe I'll go.
That would be cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But if not, I'll try to, like, at least, even if it's for a weekend or something, I'll go somewhere and meet a baby or a few babies and then come back home.
Yeah.
But hopefully, that's in the plans, though. I mean, it's been processing. It's been thinking that maybe one of my goals is to go, like, see as most babies as I can.
Oh, gosh. Yes, that's very cool. So do any of your friends or coworkers like follow like your babies?
Not that they follow, but I would say my past coworkers. I brought the pizza and pepe for Halloween. At first it was like they were all these guys. I think Pepe was like a super badass troll. And with blue hair, turquoise hair. And Pepito was like a mix of Superman with like butterfly wings.
So oh, cute.
It was cool. It was cute, but like, let's say they wouldn't be open to like follow the babies, really.
Mm.
My friends as well, but they understand it though. They understand, so they're like all happy when I get like happy with them or anything.
Aww.
But it's just like, I wouldn't necessarily bring them with me or like to my work. Maybe not. Unless it's really special. But other than that, they're pretty good at home. They understand. So they're like, at least I make up the time when I take them outside. You know, I let them
run
outside. So, I mean, for me, that kind of boundary for me is good. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're still my friends and I love them and they love me, but it's just that, like, I won't necessarily see them following the babies all the time, you know, like, the way I do.
Well, that's kind of the same for me. Like, I don't want to say I kept them secret, but I did keep that boundary for a long time, like a separation between my baby life and work and friend life. And
yeah.
Exactly. I told like a couple people about it and then they started following the account, but it's kind of the same, like they understand and they think it's cute or whatever, but I think like for me, they don't get it at the same level that we get it, you know? So keeping that separation for me was kind of good.
Yeah.
It's like, cause it's my safe space. It's my happy place. And
Exactly. Same here. So I'm like,
it's good.
I shelter the kids from like reality, as in like all the hurt, all the pain you hear and everything. No, it's too painful. The world is too painful. They don't need that. So
exactly.
Let them play.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah, let them play.
So what do you do for work? Like, I know you're not working currently, but...
I used to be a... I started as a receptionist at a clinic where students are starting to be osteopaths.
Oh, okay.
So which is pretty good. I mean, it's been 4 years there. And the first 2 years I was a receptionist. Then I clumped up pretty fast to coordinators. So I do their schedules. I do their evaluations. Then I can follow up where their students are absent. And if a supervisor is sick, what do I have to do? Do I have to cancel the day? I have to make sure enough students for one supervisor is okay. And so it's a lot of back and forth, but what really made me go down the route of anxiety and time off is because I was doing two jobs at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So there was never a stable receptionist. So what happened is that I had to take over, and it just drove me to burnout. It started as burnout, and now I've been diagnosed professionally for adjustment disorder. It's been a long time coming.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
I can't imagine doing just the scheduling and, you know, if somebody's out sick, trying to...
Oh, it's a full-time job. You have to, like, be like, in your office doing just that, or planning to make sure that everything is okay for the next week or something. But now nobody at the front, so I was like, I'm gonna go. And then at one point, I just did halfway. And then the last day I stayed to like overtime, like 2 hours overtime. And then when I got home, my mom forcefully put me on an appointment for the doctor the next day. And the minute the doctor saw me, like, I think I spoke for like 5 minutes. He's like, burnout. I'm like, oh my God, it was that obvious. He's like, yes.
Yeah. Oh my
God. So
gosh.
I've been on time off ever since. But luckily here we have like a pretty good like healthcare, let's say, for time off. Like, you get something if you have insurance, and even if you don't, you get like benefit from the government just in case. So it's kind of okay here. I'm lucky that I'm in Canada, but still, it's like, it's been pretty rough. So, I mean, I can understand why now there's so much more emphasis on mental health, that you gotta go check if you're okay, because like, it's chaotic everywhere right now. It's chaotic.
Yeah, it really is. And we just don't... I don't know what it is. We're just not processing things the way we maybe did 50 or 60 years ago.
No, it's true. So if it helps, like, I always tell like whoever's like in distress in a way, and I'm like, okay, you know, like, I'm here if you want to talk or anything, you know. And I see a lot of them, it's like stress, running around, work, anxiety. It's like,
yeah,
crazy.
And I think it's just helpful for people to have someone to talk to, because just somebody to listen to you and...
Listen, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. I've been on therapy for like 2 months now.
Okay.
And it's been pretty good just to talk and like really rationalize with my feelings, and not just think with the heart, but also think with the head sometimes, which I have a tendency to over-exaggerate. So I've been diagnosed with adjustment disorder with an out of control anxiety.
Okay.
So that's why I've been on work leave since November. So now I'm just focusing on managing my anxiety.
Good.
And then in a few months, I suppose, I'll get to really decide whether I want to go to my old job or look for a new one and get back on track.
Oh, good.
But for the moment, it's just get the anxiety out of the way, because it's been like affecting me pretty badly.
Yeah.
Luckily, I don't need medication. It's just like, just therapy. Just talk.
Oh, wow. Good.
I mean, it's been a long time. I've been always stressful about everything. But now that I found out that I need therapy, it kind of brings you back into your like reality. Like, okay, I gotta get help now before it really goes out of control. So now's the time.
Yeah.
There's always a stigma when it comes to mental illness everywhere. So even here, I feel it here.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like I'm completely accepted. Even at work now, I mean, I'm being very distant with my work. I have unfollowed their Facebook page. I've been really staying away, not trying not to think about work, even though I've been thinking it, but I try to relax now day by day, take it as I go, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, good. I mean, I don't feel like that job was a good one for you. I mean,
that's been like, let's say, a battle now that I have to figure it out at some point when I start feeling better and getting things like under control to find out what decision I'm going to make. Whether I go back with new conditions and really make it applicable, or do I look for something else? But in what, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So that's something that I, at the end of the road, that is close to the road, that I'm saying I'm okay. That's when I have to really figure it out and just take it from there. But right now it's way too early.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of issues to work on.
So you have had, I know that you mentioned in BY school that you have had issues with like eating disorders and stuff in the past. Does that?
I have, yeah, in high school was healthy. High school was healthy. So I had anorexia when I was a teenager. And I had to forcefully, for myself, eat and gain the weight back, or else I was going to be hospitalized. It was both options. So I'm like, there is no way in age that I was going to get hospitalized. So I was like, I'm going to eat and eat and eat. And then I got the weight back. When I finished high school, I dropped that disorder. It was like, instantly.
Oh, wow.
And I've been always thin, so it doesn't show. Like, if people see me eat, they can't believe where the food goes. And they're like, where does it go? I'm like, I don't know. I just eat, people. I just eat. You eat, man. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't go anyway. I said, well, good for you. So shopping must be very easy for you. I said, yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, yeah, size small, you can find everywhere. But sometimes, you know, a size small for a skirt is like a medium, and the way they shape it, and then I'm like swimming in the clothes, and I'm like, oh no. So, but overall this year, I won't lie, shopping is easy sometimes for me. It's very easy to find a small, extra small. But I've been accepting like that I'm like thin or whatever. Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, that's, cool. That's just who you are. Did you find like, or did they find that eating disorder and the mental stress you were going through in high school, did that carry on into adulthood? And so
they think that it's been carried on since childhood. Actually, some past scars that I haven't still processed, which that was one of them. So we have to like really talk about like letting stuff go, because I have a problem with letting stuff go. Like, I can think of things of 10 years ago that someone has said that pissed me off, and then I'm like still reliving it. So with that, have to control the anxiety first, and then process the emotions and try to get back to a routine. And then when the therapist says, okay, you're finally ready, now you can start thinking about making a decision for your future, for your work.
Yeah.
Then by then I'm going to be able to be really able to say, okay, I want to do this, and this is how it's going to happen. And then I'm going to feel ready to go back to the workplace, wherever that would be.
I feel like you have, with your own personal experiences, I think you would be a really good, I don't know if it would be a therapist, but somebody that would work with others to help them get through situations.
Yeah, manage. Yeah. I have joined recently the BYC United.
Yes.
So I have joined that too, specifically like to help if any babies, they want to talk, if they feel anxiety, or even the parents, they feel like they don't know what to do, they need a little guide path. Like, I can just help them show the way. I can just say, okay, go see this, or go try that to think. Like, I will give them options to see, like, which one do you prefer, and then say, what I think is the right place, and they can make calls or whatever. But
I think that's so so important because I know you were very nervous and scared to start that therapy. You didn't know what the heck they were going to tell you,
Oh
what they were
hell
going to
no!
make you
Oh
do.
no! I was like, oh my God! I'm like, what is this? I need therapy now. I don't want therapy. I was so in denial. I did not want nothing to do with therapy. And when I saw my psychotherapist, I'm like, here we go. And I'll always remember what day it was. Valentine's Day. I mean, the day of love. I'm going for therapy. First session. I'm like, oh great! I'm going for therapy. First session cost me an arm and a leg, and I have to go to therapy. So then I go, and then I'm like, oh, I'm prepared. I was all defensive, and I'm like, I'm prepared. I'm gonna ask everything. And then, oh my God, she was super nice. I'm gonna come back. So it's every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I go in the afternoon for 1 hour session.
Good. That's good because then just having that experience and you can tell others of it. Like, don't be afraid. Like, this is going to help you. And,
Yeah.
if they need to do something.
Exactly. Exactly. No, we need to get rid of like this stigma that people keep throwing at us. Like mental health is a shame. No, it's not a shame. It's actually, and you think you're the only one? You're not. I'm pretty sure that everyone around you has some like issue that they need to deal with. It could be like economic, it could be spousal, whatever it is. Issues going on, and let's face it, the world is not making it easy right now. It's very hectic.
Absolutely. So, do you find like being in the community, is it helpful for you, like in those terms?
Yeah, it does because it makes me get away in a way for like instead of thinking all the time about work right there, I go look at the babies and I laugh at some of the shenanigans. I mean, King Chip with his potty mouth. Then you got JJ that always wants tequila all the time. I'm just hysterically laughing. Then I see the girls all dressed up, very fashionista. Then you got Sadie and everybody else. So they're all like all fancy. And I'm like, oh, it's so cute. You know, it helps me get away, you know. So it's really a good comfort. And you know, it's so good. Like they accept my babies real fast. And they love them and they love their friends. I mean, like, oh my God.
And I think that's so important for us, like that we have that place just to escape. Like, the weight
Exactly.
of the world is too much sometimes, just what's going on in
Oh,
our.
it's too sad. It's too painful. I mean, sometimes I just want to wake up and be like, is the world better? And then I look at the, I just look, maybe I do 5 minutes a day of the news, 5 minutes a day. I just look at one headline and I'm like, oh God, okay, here we go, shenanigans, next.
And not the good shenanigans.
No, not the good shenanigans, everywhere, even in here in Canada, where I think there would be less shenanigans, it's like, I feel like we are following the US. I mean, not as extensive. I'm like, oh my God, can I just wake up and be like in Baby Yoda land or something? Like, I just want to wake up, be somewhere else.
I know, I totally feel the same.
Oh no, it's too sad. It's too like, you know, and it's sad. To me, it's just sad because I'm like, we're human beings. We're supposed to be one of the most intelligent species. I think actually dolphins are more intelligent than us. So let's just say that we might want to like lower our pedestal here. We are not that smart. No, we're not.
Nope, not at all.
I don't really know who created the community overall, but my God, it's like a huge success. And I really gotta thank among the many people who have accepted the babies is Teacher Charlie. Oh my God,
Oh,
the best teacher ever. I mean, so a big shout out to Teacher Charlie, Nicole, everybody. Oliver, everybody, celery, Narcissus, celery dough, something like that. She wants a mirror now. Oh, look.
Oh You're gonna have to get her one.
I think I have to open a salon just for her. Now, I had to paint her nails, you know, recently I had to paint her nails. That was a struggle.
Somebody in the community asked about the nails. Oh yeah, Baby Yoda Cutie Star. What inspired you to paint your Baby Yoda nails? They are amazing.
Oh, she asked for it. She asked for it. She looked at my nails and she said, I want nails like that. I'm like, okay. So I took this little string of fake nails. I have fake nail tips of like 500 pieces of every size. So I took the smallest one for her, cut it to her nails, put the painting color that she wanted purple to go mm-hmm. with her dress, then put it under UV light and try to put a little baby Yoda hand under the light. I had to hold the light under her so Madame could get them all dried up. And then like a baby.
And now she loves them, I'm sure.
Oh, now she loves it. Oof.
They're adorable.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you end up finding the Baby Yoda community? Were you just like scrolling, looking at Baby Yoda stuff? And
I was looking for Baby Yodas actually ever since Mandalorian came out. And I'm like, been looking Baby Yodas. And then I saw all these names, Baby Yodi, type of Baby Yoda. And I'm like, people are posting with Baby Yodas in their hand. I'm like, oh my God, I would love that Baby Yoda too. So I started adding. And I saw some of them are from Canada. Some are from the US. Some are from Europe, which is amazing. Yeah. And I'm like, add. And then next thing you know, I have like over 100 babies I know. And I'm like, whoa, how did that come? Then I got joined to the BYC school. So that like even was even better. And I'm like, wow, that's like amazing.
Yeah.
I think the view that should just rule the world. I mean, it would be so peaceful and just.
Oh, that's gosh. It. Yes. Yep. And then you'd have ones like JJ trying to just party all the time, but that's okay too.
Oh, good. I know two of them that are willing to go. Principessa and Pepe, they're willing to go. They'll never go party. The others, they'll just supervise, but those two, they'll go. They'll gladly go.
That's so funny.
They stay to work. Oh, they're drinking, that's it. That's all they think. What are you drinking? They're like, oh, happy juice. That's not happy juice. Yes, it is. No, it isn't.
Yeah, right. For them, it's happy juice. So, were you a Star Wars fan prior to The Mandalorian?
I was. And when I went to see Revenge of the Sith, when it came out in the movies, it was all about Star Wars. So I went and I saw, you know, Anakin becoming Darth Vader, which I was pretty angry when I got out of the movie. I'm like, how could he have, like, murdered Padme? What is this? I was so mad. And then after I saw Mandalorian, then I'm like, well, and then I went back. And then when I saw the original, my mom was like, you didn't see the original with Princess Leia. I'm like, who? And then I saw the one with Princess Leia, and I'm like, oh, now I understand. So Anakin was just a tortured soul. He wasn't really bad. I mean, he was, but he wasn't that bad. My mom's like, now you understand? No, I understand. Because I only saw like the first half where I'm sure that people my age would, my generation would grow up with Anakin becoming evil all of a sudden and everything. But he didn't go back to see with Luke and Leia. And I'm like, hey, now it makes sense. No, I was. I'm a big fan. I mean, the latest ones, I won't lie, the one with Rey in it, I didn't like it too much. I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, I prefer the classics and with Anakin and everything. Good. But the rest is like,
Yeah.
So, the newest ones, I'm not looking forward really to look. Aside the Baby Yoda movie, I'll go.
Yeah.
But the newest Star Wars, I was like, leaving me... Not too well. Not with Rey. With the one with Rey, I didn't like it that much. I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I didn't even see the last one of those of that trio or whatever. It just for me too. It wasn't because I'm the original Star Wars is like my thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same. A lot of things I watch also. I'm like not really from my generation. Like I watch more the classic stuff and versus the newest remake that everything now it seems to be remakes of everything. I'm very sick of it. I'm like, okay.
I know, right? Since you started the page for the babies, is there anything that like impactful or something really memorable that happened since your account started?
Yeah. I would say the acceptance of the babies, because I know they're not very computer and video savvy like most babies are. Like, I see some videos like
Oh
crazy, like
gosh.
wild imagination.
Yeah.
And they're not very good drawers, and they'll admit that they don't draw. They cannot draw. They don't want to draw. So it's really thankful with Teacher Charlie that they can do some extra credit
Oh.
instead of like very difficult homework that they cannot do. But they try to do as much as they can, and they get accepted no matter what. And even when they celebrate their birthdays, for me, the babies, they don't really talk as much. They don't show that much. But when they do, it's like impactful, and everybody welcomes them and everything. So I think it's mostly that they accept them
Yeah.
really, really well.
Yeah. That's the thing about this community is that for the most part, the majority of the people are just 100% accepting. Like,
Yeah,
come as you are, we'll take you. It's
exactly.
just, it's such a, so welcoming, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because like the kids, they all have different personalities, they all have their own thing, but they're at the same time very private people compared to everybody who posts like every day, like gogglers, he posts every day, which is so adorable. That's another meetup I would do with gogglers. Oh my God. I think the other ones are gonna be like happy, you
Yes.
know, they're gonna be like, oh my God, Leffy Gogglers, he's famous. For
Yeah.
them, he's famous. So it's like a total star celebrity.
Yeah.
So like they post every day, and we don't. We post like maybe for the homeworks, and if there's big news, big like Principessa's arrival. Like today, she's gonna post her inauguration speech because now she's been declared Queen of Canada. So stay tuned. She's gonna make an announcement about herself, of course. And why do I have tiaras at home when you know a baby like her is gonna take one and put in her head?
Yep.
Yeah, but she did. So now, but I think it's that. I think it's, we need to be more open as a society. I wish that the baby Yodas would be like more accepted from everyone. Like we wouldn't need to have these boundaries, but at the same time, I feel like we do.
Yeah.
But just keep on growing.
Yeah.
We need to keep growing. We need to keep growing.
I think we will. I think it's so nice to see like new accounts joining all the time.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Just like the Baby Yoda love is just it's spreading throughout the world.
Amazing. Oh, very, very.
Yeah.
So cool. Love it.
One of the questions I ask is, what are three interesting facts? Like something that somebody doesn't know.
I personally am a big, big, big reader of books. And I'm not talking about like reading on Kindle or reading on like an iPad, right there. I actually read real books. You cannot get me away. Like if I had to choose between TV, food, and book with the food by my side, and that's it.
Yeah.
Also, I can be like, honestly, I can be like JJ if I want to when
Really?
it comes to the drinking. Oh,
Ah!
you see me in the gambling place called casino. Like
Oh
I
yeah.
can make a little drink or two. You know, mama can shake her booty in the dance floor and then go upstairs to the bar and oh, I'll have one of those, please. That would be two, and the last one is I actually have thanks to Planet Glamazon, which I call Amazon Glamazon because it's all, I always find something on Amazon that I want.
Oh yeah.
The babies, so I have like maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pictures or frames of the Mandalorian, so scenes from the show, and hold on, I'll see if I can place them so you can see them.
Oh
You think you can see now?
Oh my gosh, those are so cute.
Yeah, and believe it or not, they were like $12 when I got them on Amazon. So that's what started really. Once I got that, and then I saw that there were like some dolls around, and then I'm like, I'm gonna get me some dolls, definitely.
I can't believe how cute those are. I love those.
So I have my little baby Yoda section. Oh, and another fact about me, I love, other than baby Yodas, I love drag queens. I am obsessed with drag queens. I try to go every show of drag queens that I have here, And try it in Canada, like where I am, it's in August here. You're gonna see me down the street there, over there, dressed up and makeup or whatever.
Oh,
and just go.
I love that.
Yeah. So I have my own section of drag queens as well.
I've seen some of your posts with the drag queens, like you and your mom go to the shows and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love it.
If she likes it. We like some drag queens we like together, so we go together, or I go on my own. So it's pretty fun. So Pride here is the only thing I find that Pride here is pretty big. So we go on the village and we just go have fun.
That's so cool. I love that you do that with your mom.
Yeah, she's pretty open. It's amazing. Like the minute she started watching RuPaul's Drag Race, I'm like, you like that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, we're gonna start watching that together. Let's go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I was hoping you would mention something about the drag queens, because I think that's so cool. That's like, it's a very interesting fact that a lot of people don't know.
No, and it's I think it's like misunderstood by people. You know, it's like it's so hard.
Yeah.
Like it's not easy. All the makeup, and I complain because like I put like little makeup, and for me it's like it takes long to take it off, but damn, it's like body, head to do, and I'm like,
it's amazing.
I don't know how they do it, because I wouldn't be able to be like all day on the heat and all this makeup, because it can itch, and oh my god, no, I can't.
I know, I have a lot of respect for them. Like
me too.
It's amazing to me, like how beautiful they look.
Oh yeah, totally different people. You see them not in drag, and then you see them in drag, you're like, is this same person? What?
Yeah,
get out of here. You put in my leg. And then they're like, no, it's really. And then when they reveal themselves, I'm like, wow, respect. Like, to me, it's total respect. So I try to make all the shows that I can. Now I booked myself one in end of May.
Yeah.
And then there's two that are selling the tickets for 2025, but my mom and I are going to wait till we can get tickets to go. We're going to go buy for this summer. So, and then there's Pride every summer, so for sure we're going to go outside, see the parade, or maybe see some drag shows. We'll see.
How fun. Do you take any of the babies with you when you go? Or will you go to like take them to the parade or something?
I don't know if I would take them. I haven't taken them yet, but maybe I'll take them to the parade.
Mm.
But I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet, whether I'm going to take them, maybe not for a show, but maybe for the parade.
Yeah.
Maybe I can take one or two babies.
Yeah.
But I'll see. But maybe not a show, because most shows that I go to are like a little bit adulty, especially the one of end of May. It's a clown. It's a Canadian clown that is very like vulgar and stuff like that. So I don't want to take the babies. I mean, especially when she pets, she's going to start opening her mouth and say all kinds of things. So, no. But maybe for the parade, I'll think about it. Maybe in the parade, I can bring one or two with me to the parade. I'll think about it.
You would get some such great pictures of them. That would be super cute.
Yep.
So, do you have any other hobbies, like, aside from reading, I think? And
I'm not much of a sporty person. So I like to walk. I go for walks around the neighborhood at times, especially when it's nice. I would like to start now, because I get inspired by Baby Fashionista. She made all the necklaces for the babies. So maybe I'm gonna order myself some beaded jewelry, and maybe I'm gonna make myself some necklaces, maybe make myself some earrings.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking about that, too. I used to do scrapbooking back in the day, but now I have a scrapbooking, if you call it that, that is about, like, telling the story of your life. And I'm like, oh, well, my life is like a soap opera. Soap operas are still in the trend, no? I see so many soap operas in my days. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll make my life a soap opera. What would my life be like if it was a soap opera mode? So I'm thinking I like to write too.
Oh, cool.
When it's anything or anything. So I haven't dug into my hobbies yet. Yeah. But mostly now it's just like reading. I've been trying to catch up with my library, which is pretty huge. So I did one section Now I'm starting the next section. So, like, if you can see, for example, this is my section that I finished.
Oh, gosh.
All of that I finished. Now I'm starting on this one.
Oh, my gosh.
And I hope to do that. And I hope to do that before I go back to work.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just tell the people listening, there was about 200 books on that shelf or on those shelves.
Yeah, something.
Oh my gosh, that looks awesome.
So
I love reading too.
Exactly. So it's crazy.
What are you reading right now? Are you reading in a book right now?
I am reading a book that is 750-ish pages. Mm. It's about biographies of different Canadians across Canada that have made an impact on the country today.
Oh.
Whether it's from Nova Scotia, Quebec, Toronto, that has made impact, very big impact on Canada, on how the country was made, or how it came to be. It's pretty interesting because I won't lie, I follow a lot more American history and American politics than Canada, and I kind of need to get back to my roots, you know? Like,
yeah.
As much as I find USA interesting, sometimes for the good reasons, and most of the time it's for the bad reasons, it's irritating.
Yeah.
But Canada as well, like, it can be interesting. So I have that, but I'm thinking also I'm going to start reading also books that I have accumulated for all kinds of things, for therapeutic uses. I also have books that I took from the library, which is another place I love to go.
Yeah.
It's on meditation, about anxiety, about specifically why we women, we have the tendency to be more stressful than men.
Yeah.
Which apparently can be biological, but also can be psychological. So I've been reading on that. I've been reading about my experiences, psychotherapy, what it is exactly, and how few treatments, what is a treatment and what it can do for you. So I've been very interested about what has been happening to me to get a sense of, okay, what to expect, mm-hmm. but also, you know, like a reassurance to say, you know, it's not your fault that you've yeah. been like this. It's just that what you can do to get better, you know, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that. You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
And oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just how to
get the strength. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's especially to get the strength, you know, because like I have good days, but I also have bad days. And when it's a bad day, it's like, oof.
Yeah.
Oof, like run. Not like run, but more like I want to be left alone. Yeah. Like I don't have nobody.
Yeah.
So
just close off the world and.
Hey, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was going to ask you. You mentioned your mom is Chilean. Have you ever been to Chile?
I have been when I was 13.
Oh, wow.
I went to see my cousin and my godfather was there. But I haven't been back. But interestingly enough, I should go back because they just elected a few years ago left-wing president that I really, really admire. And also, Chile is recognized as one of the best countries to live in South America. So,
oh, really?
Because it's been a lot of progress compared to how it used to be back in the day. So,
oh, that's very cool.
The good thing, like, I have to make it like a mission for me to go back.
Yeah, it's pretty far from where you are, I guess. But
oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's definitely. I mean, the best time for me, I would go is on Christmas because over there it's complete summer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So, why suffer the cold in the winter when I can just fly in the sun, yeah. go to the beach, come back when I can?
Exactly. Oh, I love it.
So,
all right. So, should we ask some of the community questions?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I love it. I love when people ask questions because
yeah.
there's so many good ones that they come up with.
Of course.
You might have already mentioned this, but Baby Yoda Nova asks, how did you come up with the names of your babies?
Yeah, so it was all Spanish names that we wanted. And so Pepito, Pepe, Paquito, and Pascalito, and Principessa. Well, Principessa is the only one that has Italian because she's a princess.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's face it. Princess. Pascalito was mostly also because of Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Was all the obsession with Pedro Pascal. Every girl was talking. Everybody was talking about Pedro Pascal. And I really admire him, especially in The Last of Us. It's a really good show, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And I said to myself, okay, maybe my baby can be called Pascalito. I'm not, I was hesitant to call him Pedro, and I'm like, I'm not gonna call you Pedro, I'm gonna call you Pascalito. It's even cuter.
Very cute.
No, and Jared Faye, very shy. He's a very timid boy, but he's one of the good ones. I mean, they're all well behaved, but some of them I know they can get up to shenanigans. Two of them, actually.
Two of them.
The others are okay. I trust them. But the other two, I wouldn't leave them alone in my house. That's all I can say. We gotta turn the house upside down.
Let's see. Okay, which one of the babies would... Okay, wait, let me start over. Jesse Joker. Jesse. Which one of the babies would drink tequila with JJ?
Ooh. Oh, I can show you who would go. Let's see who would go. So as you can see, they were here all this time listening. The cute little baby.
Oh, look at them all. How cute.
And I think the one that I would take to go with JJ, I think it would be Principessa. She's willing.
Yeah.
And Pepe. The two of them. They'll go together.
I would love to see that. That would be...
Oh, that would be hilarious.
I bet JJ would be totally up for it.
Oh, he would. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you? He's gonna be known as a kind of a lady man. I mean, he's gonna be with a Principessa. I mean, what's better? He's gonna be with a queen. You can't ask for better.
So then JJ is gonna have to claim that he's a king now too, if that's the case.
Oh boy, that's gonna be a problem for King Chip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Principessa said she was going to stay in Canada and she's going to leave King Chip with the in London and everything. It's okay. Everybody has their corner.
Okay. their own corner of their.
Their own corner. Kingdom. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
So I say those two.
What?
Those two, Pepe and Principessa, they're willing to go drink anytime.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, Baby Yerson asks, tell us how has your life changed since you got your babies?
I've been embracing more being, child at heart. You know, I've been embracing it much more because I never wanted to admit that I'm still a kid on the inside. I mean, I told myself, okay, you're 40 years old. You kind of have to grow up sometime. I mean, compared to my friends who are younger than me, I'm like the baby of the group. Even though I'm the oldest, but I'm the baby of the group. I'm the one that's ready to panic. I'm the one that always wants to go play, wants to go have fun. Like, I'm serious, but I'm not that serious. So,
yeah.
I figured if the babies now, they're, like, really, really helping me, like, on the outside, I can be a grown-up, but on the inside, at home, I can be, like, a complete child. Like, no worries. No worries.
I think that's healthy. I think we have to do that more. Yeah. It's, like, well, like we were talking before, the world is just such a messed up place right now, and you have to be so serious and worried and, you know, just straight and narrow all the time, but we have to have that childlike side of us, you know. We have to let that out, and I think it's a good balance. So I love that answer. That's a perfect answer.
It is.
Yeah, that's a good one, Carol. Okay, Patu Towers, they ask, what is your favorite thing about being in the BYC?
getting to know the babies, getting to see like the originality, the creativity, they're so different from one another. I can never tell one baby is the same as the other, you know? Like some of them have so many siblings, and when they're not, and if they don't have like an identifier, whether it's a necklace or a pin, like a kingship, they all have pins. But if I see, I'm like, okay, this one, his name is, oh no, it's that one, his name is, oh, this one is his name. Oh crap, oh my God, which one is which? You know, like I know a few, but I'm like, wait, who is this sibling again? Oh my God. So you know, they're all so different, and it's amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, honestly, it's like we're a society. It's like we're another society. Yeah. Instead of the human society, we have a Baby Yoda society.
Yes.
They can have their own, world if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely. That I think is what is so cute about it too. It's just, it's just the how all the babies are so different. They just make up an entire community. I mean, literally a community of babies.
Oh, definitely.
That's cute.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Life of Baby Yoda.
Oh, what is Teacher Charlie's asking today? We're gonna do our homework. We promise. We're on it. We are on it.
He's taking this opportunity to get on you about your homework.
Exactly.
So they ask, what inspired you to start school?
I wanted the kids to have a typical kid's life. And like I mentioned before, I didn't want them to just sit around home, and I didn't have any time to like school them or anything. So I figured, okay, you know what? I'm going to register them at school. Mm. And I went to ask Baby Yoda Center and Baby Yodi. Baby Yodi helped me so much. He was saying, oh, this is school for Baby Yoda. And I'm like,
oh.
Then I'm like, yeah, you should ask the teacher, Teacher Charlie, for it. And I'm like, if you can register. And I'm like, okay. Then I go to Teacher Charlie. I'm like, okay, can I register my kid to the school? Like, he's brand new, you know? Oh, yeah, yeah. And like, he had a little backpack, little leopard outfit, you know, all ready to go for the school year in September, all ready. And then the rest, they all came in.
Mm. They all saw how much fun it was.
Exactly. They love their classmates. And like I said, they start to be very punctual in their homework. So they usually do it on Thursdays or Fridays. So we should get into it soon enough, the homework. We're on it.
It reminds me, it's already Thursday. I'm like, oh gosh, we haven't done our homework either. And we're getting so behind, but we got to get on it. Teacher Charlie's good though. He's not too
strict. Yeah, he understands. Like we're all like, you know, and like I have so much, even more. Like I feel like I really got to know. We all got to know Teacher Charlie. You know,
yeah.
Unfortunately, with the accident and everything, and it's like, wow.
Yeah,
it's like so much respect. I mean, like. At the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we all try to do what we can with what we have. So, you know what? Kudos that we can still be strong and stand and held high and be like, we gotta do our things. But at the same time, we gotta try to stay healthy for our mind in that sense.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You said it exactly. That's what we have to do.
Yep.
Okay, Grugster Graham.
Oh, King Chip. Oh, His Royal Highness. Oh, boy. What is the Royal Highness? We're up to code.
Okay, so they ask, which BY friend is your dream meetup?
There's going to be a lot of answers, but I think Baby Shubi Shu in Paris would be a great meetup. Just for the fashion, and we always follow her trips to Disneyland. Okay, can we just go? Let's go to Disneyland already. We want to go to Disneyland in Paris. So, Shubi Shu, we would actually go see King Chip as well with his brothers and learn some potty mouth. Yeah, they could sure learn some a little potty mouth, but to be used properly, but they will get some potty mouth training. Goblet would be great as well because he's such a cutie.
Oh,
In his videos, they
gosh.
make me like, oh my God, they touch my heart. Like, I need my dose of Goblet every day. I gotta check. Goblet,
Yeah.
okay. Goblet. I think also baby fashionista to get some extra clothing tips for the princess,
Yep.
styling. And lastly, Bolivia, Colita and Papo. That would be a
Oh,
great
gosh.
meetup.
Yes.
That would be a great meetup to explore Bolivia and just, oh yeah,
Yeah.
I think that would be my top five meetups. But again, I would ideally my ultimate goal would be like to meet every baby.
Oh, absolutely.
Every baby
Yep.
would be a great meetup.
I know. I would love, I can't wait. Well, I say I can't wait. My plan is to win the lottery.
That too. That would be great. That would be
Yeah.
so great. I'll take another sabbatical.
Yeah, exactly. And so when that happens, I'm just gonna travel the world and meet all the babies. Like,
Yeah, definitely.
or even at that point, I think if I win the lottery, I'm gonna just pay for everybody to come and get into like one central meetup place, and
Oh,
that
that would
way
be so
everybody
sweet.
can be with.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many hundreds of
Oh, that would
people?
be so amazing.
That would be so fun.
Oh, really? Oh, it would.
Okay, last one is from Daddy Love Grogu.
Okay.
And they say, this is not a question, but the name Pepito is so cute.
Yeah, because we wanted something that rang like for babies. We were trying to come up with baby names, me and my mom, and we're like, okay, what are we gonna call them? Pedro? No, Jose? No. Then we came up with Pepe, Pepito, and I'm like, oh, Pepito. Oh, Pepito. Pepito. Come here, Pepito. Okay. Pepe is more like
Oh.
Pepe. Over here. I mean, Kurdish, the shenanigan of the group.
Yeah.
And Pascalito, well, all about Pedro Pascal at the time. So I was like, okay, Pascalito. Okay, we'll take the last name, Pascal, and add like a little ito Pascalito. It's like a cute little
Yeah.
Pascal. Paquito. How we came up with Paquito was just random names where I said Paquito is cute. He looks more
Yeah.
adult because, he walks on his own, he uses the force on his own.
Oh
But
yeah.
he still has his whole childhood inside. He's very introverted though, but like I said, he would just go to the park and that's it. But he still oversees everybody, wants to make sure everybody's okay. So, and then Principessa, well, the only one with an Italian name because, he's a princess. Can't argue with
Yeah.
that.
Yep. No way. It's like every one of them, their names fit them perfectly.
Exactly. With the person I try.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. This is what I was going to ask you
Yeah.
about. I'm going to have to like cut this part and like move it to the front a little bit,
No
but
problem.
the BYC United, what is, I know there's like a few different people involved and everybody has their own kind of role. What is
Yeah.
it that you're doing for it?
So mine would be like more like public relations in a way. Like I would if I see that a baby is in distress or needs help, I would send a message to the leaders of the group and be like, okay, this baby I think needs some help. I would try to reach out to that account and see what can we do to help you, what is it that you need. And I would mostly focus, I think, from my end, because I'm not a very resourceful person, let's say. I don't have much resources. I would mostly use my experience or help them through, show them a path and be like, okay, where are you located? What do you need? And maybe I can help them find online some places or some options for them that could help them make things better.
Yeah.
So that's mostly my main role.
That's cool. So kind of like helping them find resources maybe in their
Exactly,
area.
exactly. Trevor, yeah.
Yeah, that's really helpful, I think, because I mean there are resources. The thing is that people don't know of them. They don't know how to access them.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like me too, when I started going in therapy here, I didn't know that there were so many options. When I got with my work insurance, I didn't know I was covered for so many things. And then I'm like, why wasn't I known about this before? You know, like I would have saved so much problems in the past, but I know I thought it was so minimal the options, but no. It's because we don't talk about it. We're so focused on talking about the bad stuff. Uh-huh. Instead of the solution, we're only talking about the problem, but we're not talking about the solution.
Yeah.
When it should be the opposite, we should talk about the solution so that we can more like be independent and resourceful enough to say, okay, I need to go do this to help me for that. When instead we don't know.
Yep, that's exactly right. I wish it was more obvious, you know, to everybody that there was options like that, but I think it's, yeah. I don't know, there's just, like you said before, it's the stigma of mental health.
Yeah, especially mental health is being stigmatized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still today. I mean, now I see the world is more open compared to 40 years ago, but at the same time, we are still closed-minded, because when it comes to mental health, it's very, not every workplace has human resources, for example, or not every workplace knows about mental health or has some guidances for you or anything. No, you're supposed to be on your own. We're more of a corporate world than a social world.
100%. Yeah. It's all about the money and what can we do to increase our revenue.
Exactly. Money and profit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep. At the expense of our health, of our mental health.
Yep.
Well, anything else that, you wanted to mention?
Oh, I think we covered like pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah.
And listen, once I get better and once I clear all my hurdles, I will make a part two to see like the evolution, what my decision was and how I got it and what am I doing now? Like an update, you know?
Yes. Oh, yes. Because I know. Good things are coming for you. Like, I just know.
Yeah, that's another thing I have to work on also, is to believe good things are coming, because mostly I get blocked with, oh, it's not going good now. Oh, I'm taking too long. I'm too slow to figure things out. But eventually things are going to run. We'll see. It's supposed to be 1 to 3 months now if everything goes well with therapy. But we'll see. And once I know, once I made my decision, once I'm in a better place, then I'll update everybody with the part two.
Good. I think that's going to be awesome. And I can't wait for that.
Definitely. I think it could be good. They can't wait. They're going to be like, oh my God, what did she choose? What did she choose?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm just excited. I'm excited for you. You're going to have some good things coming.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Kato. Well, thank you so much again. And
well, you're welcome. Well, thank you. What's up?
We'll see you in school.
See you. Yeah, exactly. Do our homework. We have to do our homework.
You're right, actually.
We're on this.
We better do that right now.
You better be. Exactly.
Okay, friend. I guess I'll talk to you soon and we'll see you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.